Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Our next guest is running for town councilperson in Hamburg, Lynn Dixon. Lynn, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Lynn. How are you?
I'm doing well. I just got back from taking my fourth and final back to her sophomore year at University of Dayton. So
There we go. Mm-hmm. Lynn, it's been a while since we talked with you. What you been up to?
For sure. I work at the Erie County Legislature in communications. At personal level, just busy with four kids still. And, I am looking to get back into it because when I first ran for county legislature, I remember I was asked in 2009 how long I would serve. And I said if I were fortunate enough to be elected and reelected, I would serve no more than 10 years because I just personally believe in term limits. So when it came time for my 10th year, I said I wasn't going to run again for county ledge, and I did not. But I am, looking to get back into it just at the local level because I think you have the greatest impact on people's lives at the local level because it's quality of life issues. You know, it's services, it's keeping your roads clean and repaired. It is providing the services to our young people as well as our seniors in the community. And I also think with the development of the new stadium, a lot of that property that would be available for development purposes is actually located in Hamburg. And we have one opportunity to do that right. And I think that we need to make sure we do it the right way.
You talk about the stadium and the impact that will have on Hamburg. When you look at the way, early on that Hamburg's dealing with that, do you think there's ways this could be addressed better by the current government in Hamburg?
Well, I just think, I think there are some people that are absolutely doing the right thing and that are currently in office. I know that Beth Farrell-Lorenz, she's held some public meetings to welcome input from the public on what they'd like to see there. I do believe that the way, we move forward is we need all stakeholders at the table. That means developers, that means the unions, that means, those in local leadership, as well as state leadership. I think that we have, we have one opportunity to do this right. And so I think we need a number of stakeholders at the table, and it shouldn't just be the decision of a few.
Hamburg's on the map in everyone's mind for 12 days during the Erie County Fair. Obviously, a lot of people drive through Hamburg to get to Bills games. What are some other issues that, us here in the North towns might not know are going on in Hamburg that you think should be put closer to the top of the list?
Well, obviously, where we live, we get the impact of the lake effect snow. And so, every year, I have lived through in the last decade two storms that left 7 feet on my front lawn of snow in a matter of 36 hours, and then, of course, we had the blizzard. But so snow removal is always a big thing, but just really the quality of life issues. For seniors, are they getting the services that they want and need and expect? They're looking at building a new senior center now. Is that going to work for the seniors in the way that they hope? What kind of input have they had and will have in the development of that senior center? For our young people, the activities, the playgrounds, making sure that they're well-maintained. You talked about the Erie County Fair, of course. We always welcome the Erie County Fair every year because it brings so many people to the South towns and an opportunity for people who may not otherwise visit Hamburg to see, what our town and village are all about. So it's a wonderful, 11 days or so that we get this infusion of visitors from really all over, not just Western New York, but people come in from, you know, from other states too, to go to the Erie County Fair. So it's a great boon for us, and we welcome that. And it was a pleasure to have them this year, and I'm glad that the weather cooperated. But really in the town, it's mostly quality of life issues, but it is also making sure that with the stadium development, that we do it the right way, and that we have all the stakeholders at the table to have input on what we do from there. Now, what does that mean? Going to visit, say, Titletown or Kansas City to see what they've done, and just to take some ideas away from, you know, what they have. I think that would be a good idea. I think we should go visit and see what they've done. But again, you know, we have one opportunity to do this the right way. And I just want to make
your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Sure that we do it the right way.
You know, Lynn, another thing that has a big question mark over it in Hamburg is the McKinley Mall. And we've heard several proposals. Not sure any of them have worked out. When you view that property and the current mall sitting there, what do you think is best for Hamburg long term with that property?
Obviously, unfortunately, the malls have kind of, you know, they become a thing of the past. And you're right. I mean, you go there and there are a couple of still wonderful stores that are in the McKinley Mall, but for the most part, it sits empty. And whether or not we do a development like what they've done at Eastern Hills, whether or not we kind of take that and include that in sort of any ideas going forward with respect to development attached to the bills, it's what it's doing right now is not, it's not working for Hamburg, and it needs to work for Hamburg. And how do we get that to work for Hamburg? Well, we get businesses back in there, or we develop it in a way, where we get it back on the tax rolls in a meaningful way. So, whether or not we include that in the development of the Buffalo Bills Stadium, or whether or not we look at what they're doing at Eastern Hills and see if that's a viable, you know, alternative. But again, making big decisions like that, and they are very big decisions, you need all the right people at the table. It cannot come down to a couple of people making those decisions for a community that on a piece of property that will have a long-lasting impact.
You know, Lynn, before we let you go, I do want to ask you about your former job, if you don't mind, in the comptroller's office, because that election is up and Kevin Hardwick's running for re-election. When you view the 4 years of Kevin Hardwick as a comptroller, while Mark Poloncarz is the county executive, what do you think of the actions of the comptroller's office? Do you think they're doing the job they're supposed to be doing?
You know, I think the most important thing is to have checks and balances in any administration. So, for example, you have to have somebody who's willing to be critical of the administration. You have to have somebody who's willing to be critical of the legislature. The legislature has to be willing to be critical of the county executive or the comptroller or the clerk or what have you. So I think we always need checks and balances. And, you know, you don't want anybody to ever rubber stamp. And I'm not saying that's what Kevin Hardwick has done at all, but I'm saying it, that you do need somebody in office in the comptroller's office that is willing to be independent and to provide the proper checks and balances on the administration. And I think that's the utmost important. I mean, at the end of the day, the comptroller's job is to protect the taxpayers. That really is the most important job of a county comptroller. And in so doing, you have to be willing to be critical of anybody. You know, you have to be critical of a county executive. You have to be willing to be critical of a county clerk. You have to be willing to be critical of county legislators and act independently of all of them.
Well, that is great advice for everyone in the Rath building. Lynn, as the campaign goes, you have an event this Wednesday, correct?
I do. I have an event this Wednesday at Coyote Cafe. It's really my kickoff fundraising event. And, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing people. And I'll say this, Joe. I've been in Hamburg for a long time, and I really am just grateful for this community because, you know, I'm not originally from Hamburg. I grew up in the North Towns, but I did move here in 1998. I raised all four of my kids in the school district, and it's been a really, really good community to me. The people are absolutely wonderful, and I view it as a way of giving back.
All right, Lynn, my final question, it's not campaign related, because I know you've got a campaign to run these next few months, but are you excited for college football season?
I am, but, you know, I'm a West Virginia grad, right? So I do not like the way what they're doing now with college sports. I think it takes away all the good old rivalries, and I miss the old rivalries, and that's one thing that bothers me. But, of course, I see that Rich Rodriguez, who was playing there when I was there, is back as head coach of Mountaineers. And I know you're a Virginia Tech fan.
That's right. I want West Virginia to come over to the ACC so we can play every year.
That would be fun.
I have to say, so, you know, we have to drive through Morgantown. I go to every Tech home game, and we have to drive through Morgantown. And if Tech's not playing at noon, we usually stop either in Morgantown or Clarksburg. And I actually ran into a college friend of yours in Clarksburg. But of course, as I'm saying this, I forgot the gentleman's name. But I ran into a college friend of yours, and when he heard I was from Buffalo, he asked if I knew you. I was like, yeah, I actually do. And he bought us a round of drinks. So
awesome.
Shout out to him.
My first TV job was in Clarksburg.
Clarksburg, West Virginia. I watch a lot of Clarksburg, West Virginia local news when we're stopping there on our way to Blacksburg.
That's awesome. It was a great place to go to school. And, you know, and I was lucky because when I was there, the Mountaineers were always really good in football. So I got to experience some, you know, great victories and a national championship almost against Notre Dame. But yeah. Major Harris injured third play of the game, and that was that.
Well, the last two games against West Virginia have for me as a Tech fan have not been great memories. I was in the away section, 2021, the away section for West Virginia, Virginia Tech. West Virginia turns over the ball. Tech has four chances from inside the 5-yard line and can't punch it in. So I'm hoping that we restart that rivalry very soon.
Well, Joe, I'm really sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I know you are. Well, Lynn Dixon.
I hope we do too.
Lynn Dixon is running for Hamburg Town Council. Lynn, I'm sure we'll talk again soon, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.